First of all, can you just tell us a little bit about how the project came about? Where did the original idea come from?
People have had ideas for the space for a long time, and on one of my wanders around the area one day, just actually after I'd started the business, I thought, well, look, why don't I just do a design for it, see what happens? And after we worked a few ideas up, we took it to Waterley Quarter, where we had some friends, and they were enthusiastic enough about it to take it on and take it to Mayor's Pocket Park funding with us. And that was really the next step. So with their backing, we submitted it for the Mayor's Pocket Park. And to our great delight, it not only got funding, but got quite a substantial amount of funding. And that started the ball rolling. And then it's been a joint process with Waterley Quarter, with Lambeth, with Conway's, to eventually get to where we are now.
And just describe briefly what this space, where Lower Marsh meets Leek Street, just describe briefly what it looked like a year ago.
It's always been a gap site on the high street, so really it feels like the building is missing, but it was originally the road entrance to Leek Street. It's now the ramped entrance to Leek Street Tunnel and up to Station Approach Road, and as such is the entrance to the graffiti tunnel. And graffiti really has characterised the space, and to a certain extent does and will continue to do so. So it's a real attempt to make something beautiful right next door to something where vandalism is the key thing going on. Also, it needs to provide seating space for all the people who come down Lower Marsh and have to take advantage of the market where they've got lovely stuff to eat for lunch. So it's moved from being a space with a container and a load of old rubbish for the market and old barriers and building rubble to now being something that really feels like a garden.
And just tell us a little bit about the rationale of the planting and how you've chosen that and how it all fits together.
The planting has got a strong rusty colour palette. When the flowers come out, well, they've got the back end of this year's flowers are deep orange, but lots of orange to come in the summer. And that rust colour is important because we've also used rusty metal. And it's a nod to the fact that the land's owned by Network Rail, that it's about industrial processes, that it's about railway lines and rusty Victorian hardware. And you can see the railway bridges very clearly in the backdrop. And the orange brick of the railway bridges also brings us back to that colour palette. So there's an underlying link to the railway, and that's really brought out. But we've also got dark purple leaf plants, really, to give it drama.
And a lot of people in Waterloo will know your work, even if they don't realise it, through the planters in the juice drums that are widely seen around the area. How does it feel to have made such a mark on the area?
This is more important for me personally. It's lovely to have a permanent garden. But the principle of the planters has been fantastically successful. And I walk around the corner and they make me smile. A plant's always doing something. And I think those little tiny instances of planting happening are almost more important perhaps than one garden. They can affect more people and they do make people smile, both the colour and the flowers and plants in them.